When the audience gathers for the Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker, which has three performances this Sunday at the Mahaffey Theater in St. Pete, they may not be aware of what it took to bring this spectacle to the stage. That includes dancers from more than three dozen local dance studios. WUSF's Susan Giles Wantuck has the story.
Judy Johnson has been training dancers for decades. She runs her studio of dance, a hop, skip, and a jump from downtown St. Petersburg shuffleboard courts. On this Sunday afternoon, she comes downstairs to usher in the next class amid the crush of dancers and parents lining the stairs and the outside corridor. Johnson explained earlier that most American audiences are familiar with the George Balanchine version of the Nutcracker. But the Nutcracker the Moscow Ballet does...
It's a little bit different, and to me it has more of a child appeal than Balanchine's. They have these tall heads, enormous heads, and there's dancers underneath with the long skirts, and they move around the stage.
For the better part of 6 weeks, Johnson and her assistant ballet master, Wendy Selleck, have been putting young girls and a few boys through their paces. The dancers range from age 5 to 14.
And 1, 2, 3, together. Wrap around. Other foot, step toward step and point. And left foot, step and point. Go down on your knees.
Among the children are three tiny girls who will be snowflakes in this production of the Nutcracker: Jocelyn Lee, Bailey Sheridan, and Ellie Pulsifer.
My name's Jocelyn, and I dance a lot here at FYI, and I like that I have so much friends to dance with.
It's like magic when I'm dancing, and it feels like I'm dancing from my heart. And when I dance, I just feel the beat to my heart, and I just try to go with the beat, but I really have to do the dance I'm supposed to do. So sometimes at home, I put on the music and do what I want to do.
It's the 13th year that Johnson will be working with the Moscow Ballet to train up young dancers from across the Tampa Bay area who will be joining the professional company on stage. Among them, Melissa Gray's daughter, Julia. The Grays live in Palm Harbor, which is almost 40 minutes away.
And it's totally worth the drive so far.
Where does she get the performance bug? Do you have a sense of that?
Absolutely from my mother.
Moscow Ballet dancer Carolina Siskanu, who's originally from Moldova, came to town last month to hand-pick the children to dance on stage. She says her company provides a rare opportunity for local children.
And it's the only one that has kids involved in it. No other company does that from anywhere. It's just this company involves American kids and gives them a chance to be on the stage with the Russian professional dancers.
Here's how Judy Johnson describes how the children in the performance react to all of this.
I think they walk away from the experience just amazed because they see things they have never seen before. They're backstage with all the professional dancers. I would say 90% of them are speaking Russian. You hear some American, you hear a lot of Russian, and then you hear lots of giggles, and you have no idea what it was unless you were watching and, you know, could see it happen.
The professional dancers themselves, of course, are not immune to laughter. But Carolina Siskanu says they squelch it during the performance because working with children, you have to be flexible.
Sometimes I'm amazed that it all happens. Last year we had one little group of snowflakes, Carolina can relate. They went the wrong direction, and some of the core dancers were almost tripping over them in the faces, expressions. But that's the first time we've had that happen in all these years, but somebody went the wrong way, one of the lead.
It's always fun for us to see that a little snowflakes go the wrong way. We also jiggle. It's fun for us to be on the stage and see the little snowflakes, and we laugh.
The Moscow Ballet brings its Great Russian Nutcracker from Charleston to St. Petersburg's Mahaffey Theater the day after Christmas. Then it's on to performances in Miami, Sarasota, and Lakeland. Susan Giles-Wentuck, WUSF 89.7 News.